Hey, this is Cotton Balls, and listen to Twat Radio. Today's Twat is basically going to be on a whole bunch of bad stuff that you don't want on your computer and you don't want to deal with. We're talking about adware, malware, computer viruses, spyware, and trojans, things of that nature, just things you just don't want to deal with on your computer. First, we're gonna start off talking about what each of these are and what they do. We're gonna start off with adware and a little bit of what I read off of Wikipedia, but here it goes. Adware is basically any software or whatever that comes with another software package. Like things like AOL. AOL used to come with lots of adware, because I remember when I used to use it, lots of things would just pop up for no reason that had nothing to do with what I was doing at that time. Adware or advertising supported software is any software package which automatically plays, displays, or downloads advertising material to a computer after the software has been installed or while this application is still being used. Something else that you don't want on your computer is something called malware. Basically, malware stands for malicious software. It's software designed to damage your computer system without the owner's consent. Malware basically destroys computer data. Spyware usually comes in the forms of like toolbars and ads and things that you download onto your computer, and it basically sends information that the spyware writer wants back to their server or back to their system about your computer and about your computer usage habits or whatever, like passwords, credit card numbers. Spyware can intercept all this kind of stuff and just send it, and it can log keystrokes. We can record web browsing history. Spyware is basically just something very bad, and you just don't want it because it's basically sending all your information right back to the spyware's owner, and you definitely don't want spyware on your computer, because that's just basically spyware is basically just sending information to the owner of it. While on the other hand, a trojan basically opens up a back door on your computer, opens a port number where the owner can come back whenever he wants to, or he or she wants to, and get into that port and do what he wants. He basically owns your computer. He can open up a command prompt. He can open up make your computer to do things that you don't want it to do at that time. I remember when a long time ago, maybe about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I made a trojan using ProRat. ProRat is a commercial trojan. I only distributed it to my friend, of course, only to my friend with his consent, because without his consent, that would be illegal, and we don't want to do illegal things on Twat, on the computer. I'm actually done making a trojan in Python. I made a trojan in Python. It uses IRC to send the data. Basically, I'm going to go ahead and just break down how it works. You run it on your computer. I have a little function or whatever. I have a little function that puts it into the registry to make it start up on startup, to make it a run on startup. I have it also adds itself to the auto execute bat file in the C drive. It's more of a Windows trojan. I haven't tested it on a Linux. I just know that it works on a Windows because I have Windows myself, unfortunately. Basically, it opens up a, basically, when you run it, it's gonna try to get itself to run every time the computer starts, first off. Then, second off, it's going to open up a port into IRC. into a specific channel that I have hard programmed into it, and after that it will then connect as a specified name, and after that I can log in into the Trojan and I can basically control your computer through Python and IRC. Trojans are very bad. You definitely don't want somebody controlling your computer without your consent. You definitely don't want it at all. Now, off the subject of Trojans, I believe that we can all relate that we have all once had spyware. Spyware is really just a plain annoying. It's just annoying software. That basically sums it all up. It basically collects all your personal information once again, and it sends it to the owner or whatever. I believe some examples of this is, I think a famous one would be Bonzi Buddy. Bonzi Buddy was I used to have that when I was like 10 or something. Bonzi Buddy was actually kind of funny, but I had no idea that it was filled with spyware, and it was just doing shit to my computer that I did not want it to do, because I wasn't into computers at that time. Viruses are mainly used to basically replicate themselves and make their presence known by either a formatting disk or deleting files, or trying to get you to run it somehow, displaying audio or text to the screen. Viruses can be damaging to your computer sometimes. Most of the time, they're there. I know I get viruses sometimes and they don't really do much. I really had no idea that they were even there until I run a scan for them. So they're really not doing too much. They're just there to make their presence known by just either trying to take up CPU usage or trying to take up space on your hard disk. All these things are just basically, once again, bad for your computer. Computer viruses, you don't want them. They replicate. They take up CPU usage. They can damage your computer. Trojan horses, most of the time, they're normally rats, which stands for remote access Trojans. Take control of your computer, the remote access. Yeah, once again, yeah, Trojans. You definitely do not want people controlling your computer whatsoever, without your consent, you know, remotely, because it's just a bitch, you know. You don't want somebody controlling your computer. Everything you do on your computer, you want to have complete control over, and whatnot. When it comes to spyware, I just normally say just don't download toolbars. And toolbars are stupid. You don't really need them. Bonzi Buddy, you don't need Bonzi Buddy. And shareware files, file sharing programs, I would probably say LimeWire. I haven't had any problems with LimeWire when I download updates or whatever. They normally don't come with any spyware or whatnot, adware, but I do know that Kazaa does. Kazaa comes with adware and spyware. Bonzi Buddy most definitely. I used to have a problem with Weatherbug, but I got rid of that problem. Don't download anything that's going to install anything else on your computer. If it asks you that we have to install this other program in order for it to work, it's complete bullshit, and just don't install it whatsoever. Even if you really need it, just don't install it, because it can be a pain in the ass for you to remove it. Malware, you definitely not want malware, because malware is just going to just destroy your computer. I mean, that's just basically what it stands for, malicious software. It's just gonna just destroy things. It's gonna make its presence known by fucking with your computer. Malware can be arranged to Trojan horses, to backdoor key loggers, dialers, things of that nature. It's just any malicious kind of software. Adware, normally that has to do with programs that you install on your computer, and you start getting pop-ups and pop-ups after pop-ups. Now, you might be thinking, what can you do to protect yourself from all this spyware, malware, and Trojans, and things like that? Well, there's definitely lots of programs out there that can help you. I use one called AdAware by Lavasoft. I'm going to include some links in the show notes for you to check it out, and if you don't already have it, which everyone that should be listening to this should, I mean, yeah, definitely get AdAware by Lavasoft. It definitely helps out. It can clear out your MRUs and whatnot. So that's definitely pretty good. Spybot Search and Destroy. That's definitely a spyware killer or whatnot. I definitely use that. There's one called Counter Spy, Spy Subtract, Spy Sweeper, Spyware Doctor. What else? I also use Hijack This. I can give you a link in the show notes, but Hijack This basically highlights a couple of changes that happen to your computer, a couple of registry changes. It lists different files that might be of interest and whatnot, and you can either it's not specifically highlighting all the viruses, it's just giving you a list of changes that have happened to your computer or whatnot. You also might want to look into AVG free antivirus control. AVG is pretty good. I've been using it for quite some time now, and I haven't had that many problems, and it's definitely protected me from a couple of things that I've wanted to install, but AVG stopped me. And another good fast, actually, yeah, it's very fast when scanning, is XOFT Spy. That is a very fast spyware scanner, spyware, adware scanner. It definitely helps out. Zone Alarm. I used to use Zone Alarm, but at the moment I'm using Sunbelt Carrio. Think that's about it. As far as prevention. Another source of prevention is just don't install things on your computer that you don't know exactly where it came from, and if the site that you're getting it from has a MD5 checksum, then definitely check the checksum to make sure it's legit, because that definitely helps out a lot. You know, when you're downloading from some site that you know, and you're not sure if the one that you got is legit, then you need to make then you can check the checksum and definitely find out whether or not it's legit. I think this pretty much concludes my twat. You can contact me in the irc.freenode.net and pound Infonomicon. This pretty much concludes my twat, and I hope you learned something, and I hope that you can help out with the twat community, and I will catch you later.